Okay, thank you. Yes, I'll talk about Linux verification of Linux kernel code. So I'll start out with what is program verification? Program verification involves the source code and some specification of what the source code is supposed to do. And then our goal is to be sure that the specification describes what the source code actually does. So ideally, this checking should be done automatically. So here's a simple example. This was presented in the Linux Lund conference a couple years ago. Here we have the swap function, extremely simple function. So what we would like to know about this function? So we might need to think about what the function does a little bit. It takes two arguments. Those two arguments are pointers. And the idea is we want to swap the values that are referenced by those two pointers. So clearly we have to be able to dereference those pointers, and we have to be able to write new values back into them. So then those are our requirements on the inputs, and the goal for what the function should actually do is that the values at those two places should be interchanged. So then we want to consider, so that's kind of a high-level English language specification of what should happen. What we would like to have is some kind of formal representation that we can drop into some tool that will be checked. So the first property is that the two pointers are readable and writable. So this is, we use the notation of Framacy, which is a tool for checking properties of C code. So basically we need to require that the two input parameters, the pointers, are valid, meaning that we can dereference them and we can also write to the memory that is referenced by those pointers.